This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have in studio, as we do each week, Kyle O'Dell. Kyle is with O'Dell, Winkfield, Roseman, and Ship. You can check out their website, owrsfirm.com. Their number for a free consultation is 303-780-7350. Kyle, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Great to see you.
Yeah. You too, Scott.
Man, it's just hard to believe. Somebody said the other day, I forgot now, 7 weeks till Christmas, something like that, eight weeks.
I mean, the NFL season's half over.
I know.
It just started.
And we're not doing very good here.
And we dug a hole.
Man, we have dug ourselves a hole. So yep. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here for the trade deadline and a few things.
Yeah. You know, as much as we, you know, Demaryius Thomas, he's been a great asset over the years. We'll see if he's a Bronco here in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. They're saying a third-round pick.
Yeah, which, you know, I mean, next year's probably going to, you know, they'd probably release him, let him go, so get what you can for him. The thing about being a third-round pick, is he worth more than that? Yes, probably. But you also have to understand that somebody's taking over his salary.
Sure.
And they're taking that off of our books. So, you know, they're taking some risk there and some liability. So for us to be able to get a third-round pick, it's probably about fair.
Yeah, sounds good. So, we're going to talk a little bit about Social Security Day. Boy, big, big thing for people. And as we all know, or if you haven't heard this stat, around 10,000 people a day for the next 17 to 18 years will be turning 65. So it's not going away. Getting older.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yep. You know, and Social Security has been one of those things that it's become a main staple for families for retirement. So today we're going to hit on a lot of the different key points with Social Security. And in fact, if anyone wants, we'll give away a couple of, we'll give away, we've got some Social Security summary packets that we can email to any of our callers. If they want to call my office today, we'll give that number out here in a little bit, but they can call in and get this Social Security packet. We can email it to them, and it just gives them a lot of the highlights, you know, with Social Security as to how it works and so forth, because there are a lot of moving parts to it. And just one moving part that has a lot of pieces is just the number of ways to file, and we've talked about it a lot on this show, Scott, that you know, there are over 500 ways, approximately 567 ways for a married couple to file for Social Security. And, you know, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to get it wrong and file and not get the most out of your benefit based on your entire financial picture.
Right.
And I think that's the big key, is most people just look at Social Security as a standalone income source, where what they really need to do is figure it into all their assets overall in terms of how does it play into my assets in terms of taxes and income, benefits for my spouse, and how does my health and my overall financial picture determine how and when I should file. There's a lot to it.
So when you sit down with people and go through the subject of Social Security, I mean, are there top, you know, two or three things that come up where they look at you and they just totally had the wrong information, and where they just, you know, they really felt like they had good information, but it was wrong?
Right. I'd say the two biggest ones are, one is the amount of benefit that they think that they're going to receive in the future.
Okay.
What they have projected for, you know, what the Social Security Administration has projected for most of us is low. And so when we go to figure that into our budget and what we're going to receive down the road, a lot of times I see families that they have numbers that are that they're projecting are much lower than what they're truly going to be. So that's number one. The other is, you know, just as a you know, just as a society and where we're at, we're all living longer and longer. And so, you know, if, you know, and I'll have people tell me, well, Kyle, you know, I want to take my Social Security benefit at 62 or, you know, 65, whatever that is. And for really everyone that's out there, your full retirement age, which is how your benefit is, it's calculated off of what's called your full retirement age. So it's either age 66 or 67 or someplace in between there, between 66 and 67. So you should never, ever take your Social Security before your full retirement age unless there's a health problem. Okay. That's it. That's the only reason to do it. If you're taking it before then, let's look at two scenarios. Either you have money or you don't have money. Okay? If you're taking it before your full retirement age and you don't have money, you retired too early and you shouldn't be taking it. You should have kept your butt working, right. Period. Okay? If you're taking it before your full retirement age and you do have a lot of money, you do have a lot of assets, now what you're doing is you're probably creating a tax problem down the road when it comes to all of your other assets, and you just haven't, you know, you just don't have the knowledge to, you haven't drawn things out properly. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason that anyone should take it before their full retirement age. Sometimes I'll get somebody say, well, Kyle, what if I take and save that money? Okay, well, show me one person that has actually taken and saved that money.
Sure.
Please step forward.
You probably wouldn't be taking it.
You wouldn't be taking it to turn and save it. It just doesn't happen. So, no, there's no reason to take it before your full retirement age. The two big things, you know, if you want to play the game of, well, when am I going to die? I want to get the most out of it. You know, there are different things, whether you're single or married, different factors and different ways to look at it. If you're married, especially if you're the higher income earner and you're going to receive the higher benefit, we certainly need to probably delay that benefit. If I have a husband and wife, whoever has the higher benefit, which in most instances over the years with those taking Social Security right now, a lot of times it is the male, it is the guy in that relationship. So, you know, they need to delay that relationship or delay that Social Security benefit, because if one of them passes away, husband or wife, it doesn't matter who, the smaller Social Security amount, which is usually the wife in this case, is going to stop. So that larger amount is going to stay, and that larger amount is for, in this case, you know, let's say down the road, my wife and I have, I'm older than my wife, my income has been higher over the years, so I'm going to have the higher Social Security benefit. The reason I need to delay mine is because if I were to pass away, the higher benefit, which is my benefit, is going to stay in place for her. So if I care about my wife, which I do, I need to delay my benefit so that she gets the most out of it, because she's going to lose hers.
Right.
That's the key. If you ever want to take one early, take the smaller benefit between the husband and the wife, the couple. Take the smaller benefit if you're ever going to take one early.
Mm-hmm. But in most cases, unless a health issue, it's never a good idea.
Never before full retirement. Never before that age of 66 to 67 would I take it before that. Again, if I don't have money, then you shouldn't have retired. If you do have money, then you need to, you know, look at a situation where how do all my assets play into everything, you know, in terms of income and taxes and everything. And we probably do need to delay that Social Security benefit. You know, and you asked me a moment ago, what are the two big misconceptions that most people have? One is taking it early. The other is the amount of benefit that they're going to receive. So when you receive those Social Security statements and they project out what you're going to receive at 62 and 66 and age 70 and so forth, the reason I said that those numbers are low is because the numbers on that piece of paper only represents the guaranteed amount that you're going to get. It does not represent the cost of living. So if we look at 2019, the Social Security Administration just came out recently and projected a 2.8% cost of living for next year. So for those people that are delaying Social Security right now, that have reached their full retirement age, not only are they going to get an 8% increase, which is the guaranteed amount that Social Security will increase things by, but on top of that, they're going to get an additional 2.8. So it's a 10.8% roll up this year. Okay, so that additional 2.8% is not on the paperwork. It doesn't show that. Historically, the cost of living increase by the Social Security Administration is approximately 2.5%. So if you project that out over the next couple of years, not only are you getting an 8% increase, which is guaranteed, but if you do get the additional 2.5% each year, I mean, whose employer out there is giving them a guaranteed 10.5%?
Sure.
10.5% pay raise every year.
Right.
No one.
No one.
Right? Okay. Well, our Social Security Administration is doing that for those that delay, at least the 8%, you're getting that, and then the COLA, the cost of living on top of that. So, you know, when it comes to taking that benefit, you really need to be smart about taking it in terms of your health, your overall financial picture. It affects the taxes that you're paying on Medicare, the taxes you're paying. All your other accounts affect the taxes that you're paying on Social Security. There are a lot of factors, and we're living longer and longer and longer. In fact, one of, and off the top of my head, I just came up with, you know, remembered this, so I don't remember the gentleman's name, but there's a renowned biochemist, and he's well-respected and well-known, and he's made a lot of predictions in terms of how our life expectancy and everything here in the U.S. And he said, you know, I was reading an article by him recently, and by 2025, he one of his comments was that around the year 2025, that baby boom generation, their life expectancy is going to be going up about 1 year for every calendar year.
Wow.
So when are we going to pass?
Right? Yeah.
So let's say he's wrong. Let's say he gets that half right. Okay. That means every year your life expectancy goes up by 6 months. I mean, you know, I look at my great grandparents, they all passed away in their early to mid 70s. And my great grandparents, thankfully today, you know, late 80s, I have a grandfather who's going to be 90 here in 3 weeks. You know, he's outlived his parents by 20 years. Unfortunately, he took his Social Security as early as possible. Mm. He made a mistake. Right. But I wasn't around 30 years ago. I was too young to have that conversation with him back then. But, you know, it's just one of those things that people get it stuck in their head, you know, and they like to dig in their heels. But, you know, math says don't take it before your full retirement age, mm-hmm. unless your health turns south.
Right.
That's it.
Now, you mentioned this. Offer from your office.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit and what that entails.
Yep. So we have an 8-page Social Security pamphlet that talks about, you know, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed, you know, how you are able to file for Social Security. It goes through a lot of the basics on there. It talks about how to decide when you should start filing for that benefit. It talks about if you're married, should you consider delaying one of your benefits? You know, is there an impact if you attempt to take Social Security, but you're still working? Maybe you have a part-time job or full-time job. You know, how will that income affect your Social Security benefit, whether or not you can take it? You know, it talks about how is your benefit calculated based on all your years of work? You know, and that's one of the things right there. You know, I get families, it's amazing the... You know, what's that story that we, you know, that we heard in high school or college or whatever about, you know, you're sitting on a bus and tell a rumor and you pass around the bus.
By the time it gets to the end.
By the time it gets to the end, it's just, you
total
know.
Total different.
Who knows, right? A man landed on the moon, right? It's just, it's way off base. Well, how is your Social Security benefit calculated? It's based on your 35 years, your top 35 years of income. That's why when you, so let's keep this simple here. So I'll prove it to those skeptics here. When you receive your Social Security statement, why in the world do you think that they, when you open it up and you look on the right-hand side, they list out all those years of income? They don't put that in there just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
That lists out your 35 years of income. It's all in there so that you can verify that information. You always want to go back every year and verify, is this information correct based on my tax return? And because your Social Security benefit is based on your top 35 years of income. Now, let's say, Scott, that you work 32 years. Well, that means we have some zeros in there. So those zeros will impact that benefit greatly.
Sure.
So even, let's say that, you know, I work 32 years and I want to retire. Well, it would actually have a fairly strong impact on your Social Security just for you to keep a part-time job and go make $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 next year. You know, that will add to that Social Security benefit and greatly enhance it. It will certainly help. So it's based on your top 35 years. So that pamphlet that we're going to give away, it talks about how your benefit's calculated, all the different ways to file. It'll hit on some of that. So we'll give that away. If any of the callers want to call our office today, we just simply need your email address and your name, and we'll email that out to you. So our office number, 303-780-7350. So 303-780-7350. Call our office and just simply ask for that Social Security pamphlet. We'll email that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll kick that out to our listeners.
Sounds like a good deal. 303-780-7350. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley here with Kyle Odell. Check out their website, owrsfirm.com, and their number 303-780-7350. If you're just joining us, Kyle had a great offer here at the last of our first segment, and this is a pamphlet on Social Security. It's about an eight-page pamphlet. It just will give you a ton of information about Social Security and a lot of different things. If you missed it, there are over 500 ways a married couple can apply for Social Security, and a lot of ramifications if you do something wrong that can cost you a lot of money. So give his office a call. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you fixed up. 303-780-7350. So, Kyle, one thing we always hear is, you know, how long is Social Security going to be around? Will it even be around when I retire? What is the horizon look like for that?
Yep. That's a great question, Scott. You know, so I get that one all the time that, you know, well, what if it goes away tomorrow? It's not going to. So you know, if you look at the media loves to blow things up, right?
Works into a frenzy, right?
Right. Yeah. Yep. So, you know, especially this time of year. So, you know, if you look at it, the Social Security Administration, they have more dollars coming in than they do going out. That program is set that even if there are no changes made to it, it's set to be just fine between now and 2036, so another 18 years. Now, at the end of those 18 years, at that point, what would happen is that the it's projected that the Social Security Trust Fund, approximately around that time period, you know, maybe a little before, maybe a little after, but that it's set to be exhausted. But there's still enough money coming in, meaning from, you know, each employee out there. So, you know, for example, in my office, all my employees, you know, they anyone that has an income. And this goes for everyone. Anyone that has an income below approximately $128,000, which is the Social Security cap in terms of taxes, anyone below that pays a 6.2% tax. So every employee, all of us out there, pay a 6.2% tax on all income that's below $128,000. Then your employer pays an additional 6.2% tax on top of that. So you have almost 12.5% of every dollar going into the Social Security system. Mm-hmm. Even if that fund, that trust fund, had exhausted itself, there wasn't any money in there, there's enough money coming in from taxes to still pay out approximately $3 out of every $4 that are due down the road in 2036. Okay. So at this point, I mean, we know how Congress handles things. This isn't on this week's agenda. It's not something that they're going to fix this week, right? They're going to fix it on December 17th. 2035.
Yep.
Right.
Right.
You know, it'll be a last minute thing, but in order to fix it, they can make, there are a couple of slight adjustments that they can make to fix it, to fund it from here on out. And, it wouldn't be an issue. So I don't see that as being an issue down the road, but here's, I mean, let's apply something to this for families that are, you know, we're all concerned about Social Security and I've got to have it and it's got to be there for me, then you better get it right in terms of filing. If it's that important to you and you're going to get worked up about, is it going to be there and I need it and so forth, well, then let's get it right in terms of how you're going to file for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average person, when they come in my office, I ask them, you know, how do you want to file? You tell me how and when you're going to file. I'll run it your way. And then we'll run it based on all of your assets, taxes, based on our recommendations and everything. On average, is about a $200,000 difference over someone's lifetime, the payout on that Social Security benefit. So it's a significant benefit. Plus, Social Security is taxed differently and better than most of your other assets. I'd rather have more income coming in from an asset that's taxed differently and better,
sure,
than my IRAs and 401ks.
You just mentioned about tax and IRS, and that's brought a question a guy asked me last week. If somebody's in some tax issues and they owe, let's say, some past taxes, yep, they start getting their Social Security check. Is that something the IRS can go after?
Yes. Yes, they can go after, you know, that benefit. Now, I don't know all the details.
Sure, I realize. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know all the details on exactly how that's calculated and how they do it, but to an extent, yes, they can go after those benefits.
Right.
Yeah. So that is something that you do want to, if you do have some back taxes, to reach out to the IRS, and a lot of times they'll, you know, they're going to work with you on coming up with some payment arrangements. So I would certainly work on that.
Because at some point, if you don't reach out to them, they will reach out to you.
They will reach out.
Right.
Yes.
Now, sometimes you hear some people talking about Social Security and they go, well, I can't go get this job or whatever because, you know, I'll earn too much and I can't get my mm-hmm. benefit.
Yep.
Any confusion or things to set straight there?
Yeah, you know, it goes back to, I think there are two pieces of that. One is, again, I would, you know, I'm not telling everyone 100% of the, you know, listeners not to file before their full retirement age, but in most instances, it does not make sense to file for Social Security before your full retirement age. Your full retirement age is all based on the year that you were born. So it's between age 66 and age 67 for all of us. When Social Security looks at you and says, this is your full retirement age to get your Social Security benefit. So let's say mine is age 66. Then if I file for my Social Security benefit before my full retirement age, in this case, age 66. If I file for Social Security before that, then, depending on whether I'm single or married, I can only have a certain amount of income coming in before it starts to take away and decrease my Social Security benefit. Those dollar amounts, they change every year. The Social Security Administration, they update those numbers. So as we're looking at them, just to give you some rough numbers based on what that is. So if I do that prior to my full retirement age, you know, if I earn $17,000 of income, then I, you know, that's going to start taking away from my Social Security benefit. So if I file at age 62 for Social Security, I can get that benefit as long as my income stays below approximately $17,000. If I start earning more money than $17,000, it's going to start taking that away. So you've got to be real careful about that. But here's the key, Scott. Once you get to your full retirement age, 66 or 67, once I get to that, then you can earn as much income as you want and have your full retirement Social Security benefit coming in. You can have both.
Right.
So, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, back when he was, you know, at his full retirement age, you know, if he's making $10 million a year, whatever it is, he can have any income coming in that he wants. Once he reaches his full retirement age, he can have that full Social Security benefit coming in.
Right.
It's just before that, before your FRA, that full retirement age, it starts taking it away.
Once again, if you'd like this free brochure from Kyle's office, all you have to do is call his office, 303-780-7350. This is a brochure on Social Security that will give you a lot of information. And once you get that, Kyle offers a free consultation. All you have to do is give him a call, and he will sit down with you and kind of work through this, because this can be a great program, but if you don't understand it all and why and when and how and to do things, Kyle, it can, you know.
It can really make a big impact. I mean, let me give you an example. So I was reading something yesterday, and I saw that, you know, this pilot was talking about taking off, the importance of having a plan. He was talking about taking off from the LA airport and flying to New York to LaGuardia. And he said, look, when we take off, if our plane is just off by 6 degrees, that's it, a tiny little 6 degrees, that we would end up in Miami, Florida. Think about that. Wow. The difference when you leave LA and you're flying to New York, if that plane is off by 6 degrees, you are not going to end up in New York. You're going to end up in Miami, Florida, potentially. Hmm. Right? So who's piloting your plane? Right? So with this, you know, what I would always want to look at is when we're looking at over 500 ways to file for a married couple, the typical person will leave, you know, six figures on the table when it comes to Social Security over their lifetime. Let's get a plan. Sure. And so part of our plan, part of what we do is a Social Security analysis. But that Social Security analysis, we need to, in order to give you advice and look at how to do things properly, you know, we look at what are all your other assets? Do we have income coming in from rental properties and pensions and IRAs and 401ks? Because, you know, when you get to 70 and a half, we have required minimum distributions. You have to start withdrawing money from those IRAs. So as that money's coming in, how is that going to impact you? You know, we're looking at what does your health look like overall? What's the age difference between you and your spouse? There are a lot of factors that we want to take into account here in order to figure out how and when to properly take Social Security. There's a difference, Scott, in simply maximizing Social Security. If I said, Scott, I want you to maximize Social Security, well, that's really simple. You just take it at age 70. There's a difference between maximizing Social Security and optimizing Social Security. Optimizing comes down to how and when to file based on your age, your taxes, your assets, the difference between your age, your spouse's age, your income. We look at everything across there so that we can optimize Social Security. Our analysis may come back and say, Scott, you need to take your benefit at age 68 and 8 months, and your wife needs to maybe take hers at age 70 or maybe at her full retirement age. You know, every situation is different. You know, it's like if you sit down with, I think most people try and apply the same knowledge and information that their neighbor took. You know, well, I talked to my brother-in-law, I talked to my coworker, I talked to my neighbor, and this is when they took it, so this is when they took their Social Security, so that's when I'm going to take it. Well, Scott, if your neighbor's taking a prescription drug, Are you going to go into your doctor and say, hey, right, my neighbor's taking this drug and he's awfully happy now.
Yeah.
Right. No, I need to take, can I get the same thing? No, our health and our financial situation are just as unique. It, you know, between us is, you know, our financial situation is just as unique as our health between, you know, each individual person. You need to apply different things, different concepts, different principles in your unique financial situation, just like you would with your health.
Right. And, you know, we're out of time, but when you look at all this whole retirement planning, this is one piece of it. But it's a big, I mean,
it's a big one.
It's a big one.
You know, the equivalent, like if I were a husband and wife, and let's say we had $40,000 a year coming in from Social Security, that'd be the equivalent of, you know, probably about an $800,000 lump sum that was sitting in a pension fund or in an annuity. Annuities and pensions are the exact same thing. I don't know why everyone gets their panties in a bunch about an annuity when they love their pensions. So, you know, if we look at it, if I've got 800 grand in a pension, let's say I worked for Ford and Ford put 800 grand in there for me and they're going to pay me 40 grand a year when I retire, I'd be real careful to make the right decisions with that 800 grand.
Sure.
Right? Same thing with Social Security. There's no difference in there other than Social Security is taxed differently and better. So maybe I'd even pay more attention to it. It's simple.
Once again, if you'd like to get this Social Security brochure from Kyle's office, all you have to do is give him a call, 303-780-7350. Just mention you heard Kyle here on Haystack Health Radio, and they will get that to you. And once again, it's a free consultation. Take advantage of that. 303-780-7350, owrsfirm.com. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
This is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage. I'm reaching out to you to help answer questions regarding the value of a reverse mortgage. You've heard both sides. I'm dedicated to helping seniors. The reason, like you, I am a senior and a veteran. Our wants and needs are different when compared to years past. Give me a call at 720-895-0500. Remember, take aim. Call me, Steve Hurley, at 720-895-0500. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey,
You'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We're going to go to the phones now. Normally, we talk to Dr. Shane Stedman every once in a while. We are able to talk to Jess Sorcy. Jess is the nutritionist there. And Jess, it is great to have you back with us here on Haystack Help Radio. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you.
So, you know, we were laughing a little bit before the show, and I didn't know you were actually going to do the show today, but I'm glad you are, because we were kind of talking about all the different things, and, you know, roughly 7-8 weeks, everybody will be making all these resolutions about being healthy and eating better, but the next 2 months seem to be all about eating and all the parties and all the different foods that we will partake of. So, and we were talking about, gosh, how much easier would it be to, you know what, kind of get in a mindset now and don't put on that 10, 15, 20 pounds through the holidays where you have to make that even New Year's resolution. But let's talk a little bit about nutrition today and maybe even a mindset of getting through holidays and all that.
Okay, sounds good. This is when my job gets really difficult this time of year.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine it does. And, you know, we were talking, Dr. Stedman, last week, we were talking about concussions and brain and all that, and I actually had someone ask me over the weekend that heard the show, was just talking about how food affects our brain, and, you know, does our diet really affect our brain? And I would probably say yes with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's such a big area in the research right now, but, you know, the foods that we definitely put in our mouths are going to affect brain function, and the foods that we leave out are also going to impair our brain function. So that's a big focus of what we talk about with not only concussion patients in the office, but just everybody that comes in the office.
Right. Are there certain, you know, you see all these different lists of foods that are good for you and healthy, but then we've talked about many times with you that, you know, just because it's, quote, a healthy food doesn't mean it's good for you. Are there certain foods people that should just avoid for better brain function?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest issue is to avoid the, or things to work on is to avoid the foods that are going to have a negative impact on the brain. And some of those foods are the obvious ones that we talk about all the time, which are going to be gluten and dairy. Sugar is another big one. And then even looking at things like inflammatory foods, inflammatory oils, so your canola oil and other vegetable oils can be really inflammatory, and that can impact the brain.
Right. And, you know, one thing, I was in the store looking the other day, and it must have been around a school, because every kid in there was buying these, like, big, huge containers, these monster drinks and all these. And then I got to looking at just a different selection of all these, you know, sugary kind of drinks out there. And, man, that market has blown up, and they're selling like crazy.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's the biggest struggle within, you know, our society is limiting those sugars, and especially the processed sugars, because there's definitely a difference between, you know, sugars coming from fruits and vegetables and sugars coming from sodas and energy drinks and candies and that kind of stuff.
Right. So when you sit down with people and you first get on the whole topic of nutrition, and maybe it's just that initial visit, do you find people really understand all the different terms that, you know, you use when you talk about foods and high trans fats or highly processed foods? Do you find people really understand that, or is that something you have to explain pretty much to every one of you and what you're talking about?
You know, I think that we're getting to a point where more and more people are coming in and understanding some of those terms. A lot of the patients we see in the office have been on their health journey for quite a while, and so they've jumped into doing research or seeing other practitioners. And so I think a lot of the people walking through our doors have a basic understanding of that, but I think in general, you know, our population does not, you know, and so talking about foods that are inflammatory, you know, we really need to break that down for them, or, you know, the difference between processed sugars and, you know, sugars coming from whole foods and those different ideas is definitely an area that is not common knowledge within our society.
Right. So let's talk about if someone, you know, I mean, I guess most people probably meet with Dr. Stedman first just to find out if there's any medical side of things. But then once they get with you on the nutrition side, I mean, what does that initial consultation look like?
So the initial consultation, we usually do pretty elaborate health history. So we like to know kind of where patients are at, what they're coming in for, and then what they've done, because most people have done a lot of work on themselves. And maybe they haven't been successful or they've only gotten so far with what they were doing. So then once they meet with us, you know, Dr. Stedman and I kind of create a plan. So he works more on the brain and I work more on everything else. So, you know, we look at their blood work, we look at their diet, and then we create an individualized approach based on what they're coming in for. So if they're coming in for brain function, you know, we're going to look at, is there a blood sugar issue? Are there hormones imbalance? And this is definitely a newer area of research, is looking at like hormones and the effect of cognition. And then we just create an approach that works for that patient. So we'll put them on a diet. We'll utilize some supplements to help them meet their goals.
Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is with Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And their number for free consultation is 303-781-5617. So when you meet with people, and maybe you've had these discussions where people say, hey, it doesn't matter what I do, what I exercise, whatever, I cannot lose this final 10 to 12 pounds, whatever that weight is. Is that usually then something medical?
Absolutely. You know, I think that there's a huge misconception out there that, you know, people that struggle with weight issues that, you know, they need to eat less, eat healthier, and exercise more. And, you know, honestly, we see those patients in our office that are doing everything right but have that, you know, little bit of extra weight to lose. So that's where we dive into, you know, running different labs to look at, you know, if their cortisol is elevated or if they have excess estrogen in the body, that's going to promote weight to stay on. If they're inflamed, that's going to cause weight to stay on as well. So we kind of break down all those barriers to see why they might not be able to lose that stubborn excess weight.
Right. And then how often do you like to meet with people? I mean, I guess everybody's different and more people are more coachable, as you know, than others.
So
how often do you think it's good then to meet with your patients?
I really prefer to follow up with patients once a week. I know a lot of practitioners that will put people on a protocol and then say, okay, go do this and come back in 6 weeks. You know, in my experience, there's a lot of hand-holding that needs to be involved and, mm-hmm. you know, different obstacles that pop up when you're working with a patient. So, you know, we follow up once a week. Usually it's a pretty quick appointment just to check in and see how the supplements are going, ask them what they're eating, you know, how are their symptoms, and then if everything's good, we're like, all right, let's keep going. And then if things aren't going well, that's where we can, you know, jump in sooner and make those changes that need to be made.
Yeah, because if you met with somebody every 3 weeks or something, then maybe somebody's gotten off target by 3 weeks instead of just one, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And again, it's a free consultation, and boy, Dr. Stedman's office does a great job, and I mean, they offer so many things just to help get you healthy, and I promise you, they will spend a lot of time with you to help get you on a good track, and if you're interested in just trying to figure out maybe why you can never feel better, I could not recommend anyone any higher than I do Dr. Stedman's office and Jess. You can call them at 303-781-5617. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the supplement side of things, because a lot of issues there, and boy, you go in all the different stores, there's tons of supplements. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about supplements when we come back with our nutrition. We'll be right back.
Medicare. There are so many questions. What to enroll in and what coverage will be best for you? Figuring out when to enroll. Where can you go to get all of your questions answered? That's easy. GIA Insurance. Since 1984, Group Insurance Analyst has been helping folks just like you. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance. Avoiding the most common mistakes in Medicare can make the difference between having good financial and health security or not. Perhaps the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that your health insurance will stay the same when you turn 65. Don't wait. Call the Medicare Help Team at GIA Insurance, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or stop by at 9195 West 44th Avenue in Wheat Ridge. GIA Insurance is an official Haystack Help Registered Company and a member of SeniorResourceOfColorado.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Jess Sorcy is with us. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Once again, their number for free consultation is 303-781-5617. So, Jess, talk about supplements just a little bit, and you know, even how you guys kind of going about choosing the lines that, you pick, because, wow, there are a bazillion supplements out there. So, in most cases, do you find that all of us need a little something for an extra boost like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's the kind of the foundational supplements that I talk to our patients about. So things like fish oil and vitamin D can be really important. You know, even adrenal support these days, because we're all living very stressful lives. Those are kind of some of the big ones that I typically talk about patients, and when, you know, we finish care and, you know, discuss, you know, how do we keep them healthy and moving forward, you know, there's a few supplements that we typically recommend people stay on.
Right. When you talk about the whole fatigue part, that is something where I think, I mean, I don't care who you are, if you work in an office anywhere, most people seems like around 2, 3, 4 o'clock at the latest. I mean, people are just tired, aren't they?
Yeah, it's every single patient that comes in has some form of fatigue or wishes that they could have better energy, especially in the afternoons.
So do you recommend, you know, I know some people that kind of eat the, I mean, my wife, Victoria, which, you know, I mean, she can she can eat the same kind of thing all the time, you know. But and lately she's been ranging out there a little bit more with just some different things. But is eating a diverse range of foods better for even our kind of our gut?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a ton of new research out right now that's looking at, you know, different vegetables and a variety of vegetables feeding the gut microbiome. So that's a big topic out there. We get a lot of patients in here that, you know, we put them on this diet and then they find this one approach that works for them and they try to do that for the next 6 weeks. And so it's, you know, really trying to educate them on having more diverse fruits and vegetables, even different forms of, you know, those high quality animal proteins and fats can be really effective, but especially the vegetables in feeding the gut microbiome.
Right. Where do you stand on cleanses? You know, sometimes we see a lot about different cleanses someone can do. Would you recommend getting like some blood work and different things like that first, just to make sure everything's good medically before you do anything like that? Or
yeah, absolutely. I think people need a pretty thorough workup before just grabbing a cleanse or a detox, because, you know, there's different things that could be going on with the metabolic system that, you know, a practitioner would need to know about before doing a detox. So, you know, if you have digestive issues, you want to be careful with just jumping into a cleanse, because your digestive system is one of those barrier systems that helps keep toxins in and out of circulation. And so if that barrier system's not functioning properly, then you go do a detox and you're releasing toxins into your body that can't be contained. So that's when people might notice that they get sick. I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, oh, I did a cleanse or a detox and I felt horrible and sick. You know, and that's one of the reasons why we like to take a more thorough approach and look at blood work before we jump into things like that.
Right. Again, Jess Sorcy is our guest. She is the what is your exact title? I don't want to just nutritionist. I know it's way more than that. So
I am the metabolic coordinator.
Metabolic coordinator. Okay. And what does that deal? When you talk about just metabolic, I mean, that encompasses probably a little bit more than just nutrition. So what does all that mean?
Yeah, so that just encompasses everything from the metabolic system. So looking at things of how is your glucose doing, how are your blood sugar markers, you know, how's your gut functioning, your liver, looking at kidney function and adrenal function. So, you know, really taking a look under the hood of your body to assess what's going on, rather than, you know, I think a standard nutritionist would just, you know, put people on a meal plan. You know, I'm individualizing those meal plans based on their blood work and an extensive history.
Right. What mistakes? And I realize I'm kind of giving you just a range of questions, but I think this time of year and then a few weeks, like I mentioned, everybody will be making their New Year's resolutions. So, I mean, what are the biggest mistakes that you see people make when the term is, I want to go on a diet or I want to lose weight? What are some of the most common mistakes people make?
I think some of the big mistakes, you know, are the all or nothing approach. So we get a lot of those people in our office where, you know, they're either fully in to doing a detox or they're not anywhere near doing anything healthy for themselves. So I think, you know, trying to educate people on that, even just making some small changes, especially this time of year, you know, can be very, you know, have a good impact on the body, rather than thinking that, you know, to wait for when it's going to be the best time or when they're going to have more time to do it, you know, just making those few changes that can really help support them.
Right. And, you know, labels seem to have changed a little bit over the last year or so to maybe being a little bit clearer, but still a lot of confusion when people just, I know for me for a long time, I would look at something and say, oh, 80 calories. Well, that was for one serving of like whatever. And then you eat the whole can of something and you've eaten 400 and, you know, 20 calories or whatever. Anything with labels that you say, hey, you know, if you're really trying to eat healthy, look for these things in different foods?
I think the biggest thing is watch for those hidden sugars, because there's so many sugars in processed foods these days. And even just getting in the habit of reading the label, I don't think many of us even read labels anymore.
Right.
So if you're reading the label and there's something on there that you don't know what that is, then you should probably either look it up or put it back on the shelf. So even just being more conscious of what's in your food is a good place to start. But I would say definitely, you know, looking at the hidden sugars that are in those foods.
Right. Last question for you here. Probiotics is a big term out there today. First of all, explain what that is, and then, you know, when you may want a patient to take that.
Yeah. Probiotics are supplementation of the gut flora. So The idea is that giving probiotics can help refeed that gut microbiome. And those are another, you know, supplement that a lot of our patients go on, because a lot of the patients that we have in the office have digestive issues. So those are going to be the people that you'll use them the most with. Probiotics are also really great for the immune system, because 60% of the immune system's in the gut. So if your gut's not healthy, then that can impact your immune system. So those are kind of the two populations where we will utilize them the most.
Okay. Again, the number for free consultation is 303-781-5617. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and Jess will be glad to see you. And you help really any age, right, as far as from your side?
Yep,
kids
all
and...
ages.
What do you see a lot with kids today? I mean, boy, it seems like, you know, well, just certainly lunches have changed at probably schools and all the different things, and there's so many, like I was talking about earlier, the different monster drinks and Red Bulls and all the different things like that. What are you seeing in a lot of kids today?
You know, we're seeing a lot, especially in our office, you know, with the emphasis on brain function, we see a lot of ADD, ADHD in kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, sadly, our food industry markets to kids. You know, you watch a television at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and everything's about, you know, the next sugary cereal and the fun drinks and the fruit snacks and those kind of things. And, you know, that's unfortunately what kids are getting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when you're trying to talk to them about not eating those foods, you know, you're dealing then with a social issue, because they're at school and they don't want to be the only one that's eating, you know, the healthy foods when everybody else is buying their lunch. So
there's
a lot that goes into, you know, working with kids on their nutrition. And my approach is just to make small changes, try to clean up the diet as much as possible, and weed out those bad foods with, you know, putting some extra good foods on their plate.
And it's probably a lot working with the parents to work with the kids, right?
Yeah, that's usually the biggest struggle, because if the kiddo has to change their diet, then so do the parents.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jess, hey, I know you're busy. Thanks for being with us, and we'll definitely do some more shows on nutrition here as we go on through the holidays with you, so we appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Jess Sorcy, again, the metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and that number again, 303-781-5617. Just mentioned you heard her here on Haystack Health Radio, and for that free consultation, 303-781-5617. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a great rest of your afternoon, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.